Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa, and we are here with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle talking about the big Fred Hall Long Beach show, Del Mar show coming up here, well, just a little over a week away. Ladies and gentlemen, starts a week from Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center, and Fisherman's Landing is going to be a big part of that show, as they always are, along with Let's Talk Hookup and all. It's like the great party of the year for all the fishermen.
Yeah, it's like the celebration of fishing, and it's the unofficial start to the fishing season. You know, so much of it's going on right now, and I can't wait. We've been working our butts off at the tackle store, getting everything ready, and Doug secures so many deals throughout the year. I mean, it's literally something that gets worked on all year long, and this might be the best one ever.
Could be the biggest
with the fishing as crazy good as it was last year, already off to a really good start. Everybody's fired up. Everybody knows, you know, whatever hole they have in their arsenal that they're really wanting to fill, and the deals this year, I don't know if they've ever been as good as they are. So yeah. I think it's going to be a really, really good one for sure.
Moving some inventory. That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, hey, if you want to join us in the second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you this morning. There's tons of great stuff going on. It's been a very busy morning already, but there's still plenty of opportunities for you to get through. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking Fred Hall, talking fishing, as we always say, talking fun here on Let's Talk Hookup. We would love to have you join us, and we are also giving away a couple of great prizes, and thanks so much to Doug. We've got two prizes at the end of the show today, and each person is going to win a pair of tickets to go to the Long Beach Fred Hall show, so two tickets on us going to Fred Hall Long Beach, and in addition to that, you're going to get a $25 gift card to go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, whether you spend it later in the year, whether you spend it at Fred Hall, you got $25 coming your way. And hey, I do want to direct you, too, to our Facebook page. If you haven't already, check out our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, that photo that we were talking about from Nick and Doug Boone on their 25 Parker going down to fish that yellowtail zone. I just put up a little picture of it there.
That's just cool, a yellowtail.
Just to get an idea
of
the volume of fish that's down there. I mean, the school literally is 100 feet. You know, I mean, you see the top of the school at 100 feet and the bottom of it right at 200, or it's 100 feet thick of yellowtail. It's just.
And on the Simrad touchscreen Evo 2, I might add. I recognize that screen. It's such awesome stuff.
I'm about to recognize that screen in a couple days. Mine shows up, and I'm pumped.
Just below that, Steve Pazel on his new boat. In that same zone, at that same day,
with a nice
quality yellowtail caught in that area too. You can see how beautiful it is down there, and what a beautiful grade of fish that is too.
Go grab your yo-yo jigs and get on it.
That's it. So check that out on our Facebook page. If you're not liking us yet on Facebook, go to Facebook, like us. We do a lot of stuff on Facebook. Also Instagram too. Mm-hmm. We'll be posting a candid shot of Doug Kern here in the studio here very shortly on Instagram. And you can access all of that on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You go to the front right corner, you can access all of our social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Those are the ones we primarily lose, so check it out. Hookup1090.com. Just link on and go.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It is so easy to use and a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and I'm going to throw in certainly at Fisherman's Landing Tackle when we're doing hollow connections on heavy line, 100-pound, 130-pound, 150-pound. That is all we like to use, too. It's just, it is so slick and so easy. It's the, also the favorite connection of most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's talk to the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
You know, I deal with this stuff, this tackle stuff all day, every day, Doug, and I still love listening to you talk about it. You got so much knowledge, man.
Hey, I got to throw one out there to you. I saw Rick's new bait tank there. That is a piece of artwork. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I just waiting for him to get some water and some bait and to go catch something with that thing.
Yeah,
huh?
It won't be long.
Doug,
yeah,
the,
I can imagine.
The first thing when we came down, Doug said, well, when did you put that jacuzzi on the back of it? Like, a couple people can hang out inside of that thing.
Well, you told me you wanted a lot of bait in a small area, so that's what you got.
That's exactly it. We have a good friend, Dick from San Diego, calls the show out, and I know Doug and he went down. I had the boat at the landing the other day, and Dick looked at it and he said, is that bait tank too big? And Doug looked at him and said, there's no such thing as a bait tank that's too big for Southern California.
Much is never enough.
We love it, Mark.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, guys. You know, I'm seeing signs of spring everywhere right now, and, you know, we all love this time of year. You just feel that optimism building with the next season just right around the corner. And like I mentioned last week, this time of year also gets that rumor mill cranking them out full speed there. Some are checking out, some are not so much. But Catalina, very interesting scenario developing over there. I'm not sure what it's going to mean for the long term, but there is absolutely stunning amounts of red crabs at that island, more than anybody I think has ever seen. It's just insane how much crab is there all the way around. It makes it tough to look for squid with a massive school of crab everywhere because they kind of overpower your meter. But there are a few dabs of bait around, a little bit up in the isthmus there, a little bit on the east end proper, and then some off the V's, you know, kind of a stock spot there. There's also been a few nicer yellows on that bait in the Palisades to Silver Canyon sector, 18 to 22 fathoms for that fish there. Pretty good bass fishing around the island. I had friends over there before the storm, and they actually had a blast fly line on red crabs up in the shallows for the bass. I mean, you think with all those crabs everywhere, they wouldn't need to eat one on a hook, but they were biting pretty good. It's fun stuff. And then at San Clemente Island, that big swell that we've had, it's kind of washed out that backside. But prior to that, they had some interesting reports from the back about yellows. There's some volume around. Front side's a little bit cleaner there with schools of mixed small yellows and bonita there. But the cove is a big question mark. But I've got reason to believe it's worth a serious check, guys. In that zone from the caves to China Point, 18 to 22 fathoms, you might look for squid and maybe catch a sea bass in that sector and then move out a little bit deeper, look around for some of that yellowtail that's around there. On the coast, amazing amounts of red crab and anchovies here. I mean, lots of it. It's just good to see, good forage, great sign. And pretty good bass fishing on a deeper structure. And same thing, the guys using the red crabs for bait are just destroying the sand bass and calico bass. And we're seeing some better signs of the halibut starting to move up from deep water. Guys are starting to get some nicer ones here. And still a trickle of that bigger sea bass in the Dana Point to La Jolla zone, mostly at night, mostly on big baits there. But overall, things are getting rolling, and we know when them sea bass are going to bite because the show's only
yeah, man. A week and a half away, yeah. That's going to go wide open.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I just ran across a picture from when the show, I think, was in late February. We had gone to Catalina, caught two limits of sea bass, and I took one of them to the show in an ice chest, a nice one.
Man,
I'm hoping that kind of stuff happens again. It's just we haven't seen that good winter fishing on the sea bass at the island here for a little bit, but maybe this is the year.
I can all but guarantee I'm going to be getting a picture message from Neil of our boat with a picture of a sea bass while we're setting up for the Fred Hall show. It seems like it happens every year.
Oh, yeah.
Goes without saying.
Well, and you can keep track of all that at fishdope.com. While we're in the inside, you can actually access fishdope.com and see all that good fishing that's going on that we're missing. And if you use the code hookup now, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Hook up now. You get information from Mark Wish and all the good guys. And, Mark, how do we find you? And you'll be at the Fred Hall Show with those incredible Pacific Edge bait tanks, right?
We are. Yeah, we're going to be there, Pete. And I'm also going to be doing, I think, three seminars, one Wednesday and then one Saturday and one Sunday. And the topic is going to be, you know, kind of maximizing your opportunities to catch coastal fish. So I wonder what we should be talking about for PowerPoint.
What about books? Yeah. You gonna have some books?
You know, we're going to have the three that have been done, and book four, which I've been talking about for quite some time, I put it on hold at this time last year because everything that I was writing was becoming out of date a week after I wrote it. when this El Nino scenario has wound itself down, which I think will be this year, then that's coming out of the archives, and we're going to get going on book number four. So, yeah, it's still coming. It's going to be Way Out West is the title. And it's all about that offshore fishing. And, oh, my God, did we have some offshore fishing these last couple years. So.
No doubt.
All right, Mark. Well, how do we find you?
Oh, we're at Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Ettinger. And website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And phone number is 714-840-4262. And we'll have some more good stuff next week.
Thanks, Mark. Looking forward to it, as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Okay, we got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. A little slow fishing week for the new C4. Not because fishing wasn't good. They actually had some decent fishing the couple days they got out there, some calico bass. Last trip they ran was on Wednesday. 18 calico bass caught, 6 calico or sand bass caught. They've released 50 calico bass. And same thing on Monday. They caught some calico bass there, bonita, some sand bass. Definitely picking up a bit. They're filling in for the Sea Watch running some kids' trips, so only a couple days of fishing. They're back out there this morning. We have some day-and-a-half trips out today, some day-and-a-half and two-day. And last week, those boats fishing on the coast, they're very good yellowtail and rock fishing. So definitely good fishing when they're getting out there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our half-day schedule up there. We've got some day-and-a-half. The Eclipse has one coming up. The Outer Limits put a couple trips online next month to fish the Cortez and Tanner Bank there. So definitely check it out. Again, seaforthlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And as long as we keep this nice weather here, I'm sure fishing will keep getting better. And only a little week and a half or so until that rockfish opens back up and gives us even more options.
No doubt about that. And the Everingham Brothers Bait Company supplying some fantastic anchovies, which is helping that calico bass fish right along. And I saw that the other day, 50 calicos released on the half day, and that was only for like 15 guys or something. So, I mean, there's definitely some good action to be had right now, especially with the nice weather, a little weekend shot. Why not, man? I'd jump on the new C4th in a heartbeat.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. And we just put the March schedule up them. They're running just about every day in March there. And like I said, San Diego will be online at some point here. They're still doing some work there, and we don't have a finalized date. But in the meantime, lots of bass fishing. Going to have some rock fishing soon. If you got a little bit more time, those day and a half are definitely a good option also.
Good call, Marcos. We'll appreciate that. One more time, shoot us a phone number if someone wants to give you guys a call and get some more information about some trips.
619-224-3383 if you want to talk to one of the guys in the office. If you're more a do-it-yourself guy, you can go online, c4thlanding.com, and make your reservations there.
Right on, Marcos. Thanks for a great report, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning to the three amigos, or maybe even the three self-proclaimed gentlemen there today in the studio.
Thanks. Good morning to you.
Hey, we're looking at some good fishing down south. Really, the weather's really clean.
Oh, man.
Oh, yellowtail tournament there. We're four-point anglers. In perfect flat calm condition, 75-degree, 80-degree weather.
We're having a connection problem there. Maybe move location there, Rick, and we'll see if we can get you back to finish up that Northern Baja report from Rick Jensen and Sport Fishing Financial. Well, so we'll go ahead and continue that and as Rick gets back to us.
All right, sounds good. Well, in the meantime, that's going to wrap up this portion of it until we talk to Rick, and that, again, is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It is long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Circle Hook is the top angler's first choice in fishing for tuna and other big pelagic species. They have the right design and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store.
And there's a deal at Fred Hall.
Yes, there is.
Right on Gamakatsu.
It's another one of those buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free.
And
they're discounted.
Yes. And so, I mean,
jeez.
Again, you're, you know, 35, 40, maybe even up to 50% off.
Yeah.
And, again, that hooks are something that you're going to use all summer long. You know, if guys would look in their tackle box, wherever they store their tackle, and look at their hook selection right now, it's a jumbled up mess from last year. I guarantee it. I like to start over every year, get your, you know, 2 and 4 for your anchovies, and then 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, just your general sardine fishing. a few bigger hooks for the mackerel and just lay in brand new hooks, start the year fresh, don't have to deal with rusted hooks, you know, oh gosh, where's my 3-0s, you know, start over, the price is right,
yep.
Perfect timing, it's right at the leading edge of the season,
yeah, you know,
just another one of those commodity type things. Just
And loading up on the best, gamakatsu,
absolutely.
Man, it's like you just don't see that stuff normally on sale, and
no.
You can get not only on sale, but buy two, get one free.
Yep. So, I mean,
so let's say you need a 2-0, a 3-0, and a 4-0. Those are your three. You can mix and match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, they're not going to let you do, you know, a 10-pack, and then give you a free 25-pack.
No.
But you, know,
but
kind
you
of
could buy two
equal or
25
lesser
packs.
Kind of, yes.
And get
the third one
a 25-pack free.
Right, exactly.
What a deal.
Yeah,
yep.
That's cool. And like you say, it's just that's stuff that just doesn't need to go on sale. So this
no.
is the time to stock up on that kind
that's
of thing.
That's it. All right, we got Rick back, Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we lost you there. So go ahead and continue with that good fishing down in Northern Baja.
Telling us about the tournament?
Yeah, down in the tournament in Mulegé, they had 41 anglers show up, and they got a lot of yellowtail, pretty much the same size. Average size was 25 pounds, and the winning fish went 31 pounds, and they got a other category fish of a grouper that won at 30 pounds, and they're going to have a party down at in Mulegé Sunday afternoon for all the festivities. So if you're in the area, slide by and say hi, get to see the gang, maybe participate in the tournament next year. In La Bocana, we got an inside report where in the Bahia, they're catching all the regular stuff. They continue to show in good numbers. A few guys slid outside with the calmer surf and calmer conditions and yellow fin up to school size again, 20 pounders showing up outside. And not too much happening really in Asuncion or Bay of LA, but up at San Quintin this week, some bigger yellowtail showed as well as a bigger bonito. And Ensenada, yellowtail in the high spots and around the island. Colonnet, I hear there's lots of fish around. I'm sure we'll hear later from the guys today at what's happening there on the overnight day and a half and 2.5-day trips that are there, I'm sure, this weekend. And then, again, up in Gonzaga Bay, we got a good report up there where the water continues to be a little cooler than normal, below 60 degrees, but still a few fish around, snapper, cabrilla, and yellowtail. So, weather's starting to shape up, as everybody's saying. Looks like spring is coming.
Yeah, indeed. And I might add, too, time to book your trips. You go on the trip page at hookup1090.com. You'll see two trips to the East Cape, one to Rancho Leonero in June, one to Palmas de Cortez in October, sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial. He's ponying up $500 cash for each of those tournaments for the largest Dorado or Wahoo, and at both Rancho Leonero and Palmas de Cortez. And then Statewide Stripes is ponying up another $500
nice.
For each tournament. Once again, thanks to the guys over there for doing that. For another $500 for the largest tuna in that tournament. So we're going to have $1,000 cash. And, Rick, we sure appreciate that. And I'm going to say book those trips now. Both of those trips are in memory of our good friend Lou Duchesne. And I know, Rick, you're going to be at both trips.
Absolutely. You know, we've got the Gen Ren 3 for both of those trips. We've got some lodging arrangements at Leonero and Palmas de Cortez for some guys in our group that are heading down with us. And always a good time. Had a great time down there last year with everybody. Looking forward to it again.
That's all right. Fun. Well, if somebody wants to get more info on Sport Fishing Financial, how do we do it?
On the website, sportfishingfinancial.com. We've been posting some things on social media through Facebook lately. And always on the landline, 949-481-1807.
Right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right.
Hey, speaking of Fred Hall and Fred Hall Show, we got the man, Bart Hall, is on the line. Bart, are you feeling the time getting ticking away, getting a little closer?
You know, when you come up against the Fred Hall Show, it's sort of like the floor. When you fall, it'll be there for you.
Very good.
No doubt.
You know, it's a kick in our butt. I've been under the weather, but, you know, you can't stop. But
nope.
I'm sitting here listening to this show today. Hello to all of you. Hello, Doug, and hello, Rick, and hello, Pete.
Bart.
What a pleasure. You know, this is our 70th year, and our motto this year is celebrate the passion. And I'm sitting here feeling the passion from you guys. What a treat it is to listen to you guys talk about fishing. It is so much fun.
Well, you know what's cool? This will be my fifth year at the Fred Hall Show. How many years for you, Doug?
36.
36. We still have the passion. I mean, I can't wait.
So based
it's going to be fun.
Based on what Bart just said, 70 years, this means that I will now be going to more than half of them. And I can only imagine, I would have loved to have, you know, been able to take a time machine back to those first few years and just see, you know, how the seed was planted. I know the spirit from those early years is what continues on through. This is not your average fishing sport type show. This has got sincere motivations behind it. And you know, that stems from Fred and Lois and then, you know, Bart and the gang. And, I mean, it's a real special time and a real special place for me too, Bart.
Well, you're getting me all choked up there, buddy.
Hey,
that's the idea. You know, I agree with you totally. You know, this is a great thing, and I can't wait myself. And I remember as a child going around and having fun and seeing it with wide eyes. boy, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. I got a piece of news. The seminar schedules are now on the website.
Oh, cool.
So you can go and check out the 400 – more than 400 seminars that will be there in 5 days.
Wow.
That just blows me away.
That's crazy.
it blows Mike Lum away, too.
I know.
He's about to kill me.
And these are free seminars.
There are free seminars, yeah.
Yeah.
There are two seminars that are paid. You can go early on Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, Bill Varney will be doing a special seminar by Cousins Tackle. And on Thursday. On Friday, Marlon Mead will be giving a seminar on trout fishing.
Nice.
Sponsored by Berkeley. And there's lots of prizes for those. But you have to sign up online at the website, and those are limited, but they include admission to the show as well.
Yeah,
there's 400 others that are free, yeah.
Just to throw this out there, I just hopped on the website just when Bart said that, and I went to it's very easy, go to Long Beach, go to the seminar section. Including, you know, like the duck races and like the Sporting Chef Cafe, there's 10 different venues on where you're going to be seeing things. 10. Like 10 different spots that all this is going on.
Wow.
From all the different stages. And it's super easy to figure out. I mean, you go right to the website and everything is there, real easy to find. But I'm just blown away by that, Bart.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. I might add, too, Bart, that we had a little bit of a change in schedule for our Let's Talk Hookup live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be broadcasting live in the Hyatt Regency lobby, which is adjoining the convention center there in Long Beach. We're actually moving the Department of Fish and Wildlife personnel to Saturday because we need to accommodate the schedule for the director, who's a very busy guy. But get this, on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. in the Hyatt Regency lobby, we're going to have the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Chuck Bonham, Chief Law Enforcement, David Bess, Acting Deputy Director of Wildlife and Fisheries Division, Stafford Lear, Marine Regional Manager, Craig Schumann, and Jordan Traverso is going to be there, Director of Communications. She'll be hanging out, helping us out. That's quite a lineup there, along with Bart and a lot other surprise guests. You'll be able to directly talk, either on the phone or live, to the people that run our fish and wildlife situation.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show. Then Sunday, we're going to have a great show. The guys from Inland Boat Center are going to be talking boats on Sunday, along with Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters and a lot more. So it's going to be quite an action-packed Saturday and Sunday morning live at the Hyatt Regency there. And the good news is no time change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I look forward to those live broadcasts so much, Pete. Those are so excellent. What a great setting down there.
Yeah, you bet, man. Well, Bart, we're excited about the show. It's coming up fast, and we will, I'm sure, be talking to you soon.
Well, listen, I love the show. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Bart.
All right. What's for breakfast?
Today we're having a modified Joe's scramble. My grandson's staying over, and that's his favorite.
Okay, there you go. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's jump back into the phones.
You got it. Dan in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Doug.
Good morning.
And I've got a couple questions. First of all, what is the fishing season which opens up March 1st? And secondly, this is more to you, Doug. I heard you talking about your recommendations for rods. I'm thinking of going white sea bass fishing right after the show up in Oxnard. And I've got a Torium 16 with 50-pound Power Pro Super Slick. And I wanted a recommendation for a top shot of what test mono and what test fluorocarbon and what to use for bait or a jig. I'll be on a boat.
Very good. Well, as far as the White Sea bass up in the Channel Islands area, 40 is kind of the standard issue for a lot of that. You know, as you get up into the shallows at some of the islands, you know, like the Catalina type bite, a lot of times they'll go down to lighter line and throw lead heads up in the surf line and that kind of thing. But a lot of that, you know, fish is on hopefully the squid beds. And so it's going to be dropper loop style fishing. As far as what type of bait, you know, you're going to want to go predominantly the live baits, and hopefully the squid is the key, but, you know, you might have other fin baits as well. And then you've got to go with just whatever sinker is appropriate for the current and the drift and the depth and that kind of thing. And so as the bite gets underway, I would contact are you going to be going on private boat or on sport boat?
No, on a sport boat right after the show. So maybe I'll stock up on whatever sinkers you recommend at the show.
Yep. I would probably check with the landings, you know, and see what they're currently using. You really, to stock up at the show, there's not a lot of sinkers, although I do believe Leadmaster comes to the show. But if you stock up at the show, you're just going to want to get a variety because conditions do change. And, I mean, you could be anywhere from 4 ounces to 16 ounces, literally. And typically it's going to be a torpedo sinker. Larger hooks, 6-0, 7-0, a lot of times, you know, for whatever bait you're using. And then, you know, you asked about what season's going to be opening. In California waters, rockfish is closed down January and February. So starting March 1st, we get to go catch the bottom grabbers, you know, the taco meat, whatever you want to call it. It's rock fishing is just a special kind of fishing because you can get so many different varieties of fish. They all taste good. It's relatively easy to go do, although, you know, it's relatively difficult to find, you know, those secret pinnacles that have, you know, 4-pound reds on it on a consistent basis. But, you know, that, that opens up a whole wide array of something to do while you're game fishing. You know, if, you know, you want to go out and fish for yellowtail and white sea bass, but, you know, you want to bring home some dinner and, you know, if the game fish don't cooperate, that rockfish, it's a good thing. You know, half and three-quarter day boats, that's a mainstay for them in addition to the game fish. So, you know, we're just a short time away from that.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's Fred Hall's showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. You know, we were talking about it before. Big fish, small reels. What do you use?
All day yesterday, Polaris Supreme left on a 16-day trip, and over and over and over again, guys were coming up, putting Spectra on reels, adding Spectra to reels, doing splices. I can say from working in a shop all the time that specializes in long-range tackle, there is not a hollow Spectra that is easier to deal with for rigging than Power Pro's Hollow Ace. I absolutely love it. 16-carrier line, it opens very easily, it holds very well, it's easy to splice loops into, and when you're running your Seaguar fluorocarbon up inside of it for a Sato crimp, Skype or whatever connection you're choosing to use, it's just easier to do than the other Spectrum.
Or a pre-made wind-on.
Yep.
Just loop the loop. You whip that loop in that hollow ace. There's nothing like it. Yeah. Nothing better than PowerPro Hollow Ace. PowerPro Hollow Ace is the stuff. Check it out at your local tackle store, and I'll bet they'll have some at the Fred Hall Show, too. So check it out there.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer. Or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark Rare, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Let me tell you, I think we've turned the corner on our weather. The Sea of Cortez is like a pond now. I just can't believe how it went from windy to beautiful overnight, and it's we're not going to have another windy day or two, but man, the weather just really changed for the better, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, just man.
A quick story that's a little funny. I don't know if it's funny or not, but we launched Vaquera, our first boat for the season, and we kind of launched her early because we had changed the both turbochargers and get a new plumbing system for the bait tank, and I just wanted to make sure that everything was good. So we put the boat in the water. We were running it out to put the mooring out, and 5 wahoo that looked like they were on steroids went swimming underneath the boat.
Whoa.
Well, this is February.
Here's the funny part. We didn't have a rod or reel or anything.
Oh, no.
No fishing tackle.
Brutal. So,
but it looks like, that's a good sign, good news. It looks like our season we could be in store for a good one this year, so I'm excited about that.
Nope.
We're getting ready for Fred Hall. We're going to be there. I know that great show this year. I'm really looking forward to doing it. So we'll be exhibiting there this year. I'll be getting in on some of the good deals at some of the tackle stores to top off our boats with the gear that we need. And that's about all I have to report today.
All right, Mark. We look forward to seeing you at the Fred Hall Show. It's going to be great. I know you're doing a seminar there too, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a seminar every day. Every day, 4:15, up in the upstairs in the seminar room. I put together a PowerPoint presentation with a lot of really good photos. I'll be giving information, answering questions. I've lived there for 25 continuous years, so I hope I've learned a little bit during the time I've been there and will be able to give some of that information to anglers that are interested.
And that's going to be some PowerPoint presentation, because I can tell you every time I fish with Mark, he's got a camera in his hand. And I'm sure he's got some pretty incredible shots. that he's put in that PowerPoint presentation. Mark Rare, Gen Ren Sport Fishing, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in about a week and a half.
Looking forward to it, Pete.
All right. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Doug. Calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Doug's in the studio here.
Hi, Doug. You got a good name there, Doug.
Hey, not as good as yours.
two questions. If I buy, if I get a custom-made rod wrap from the shop, how much is the, like, additional for a custom wrap on there, you know, like a little design? And two, question number two here is, with a Riptides are talking about, how are you supposed to be able to surf fish better or luckier?
Okay, well, as far as the custom rods go, it can be as simple or as complex and as understated or as overstated as you want. If you take just a general rod and build it, you know, just like it would be in the factory, but maybe just have your custom colors on there and put your name on there, it's just going to be a few bucks more than the standard factory rod would have been. But we just recently had a guy pick up his custom rod. This unbelievable, I mean, he had wraps and Turk's heads and thread work and things on there, and it was $1,000+, over $1,000
for
one rod. It was a showpiece.
It was a showpiece.
So, you
know, can actually fish it?
You know, I don't know. I kind of. What do you think?
I would say yes.
I would say yes as well.
Donnie Goodson, he goes all the time.
Yep.
He's got a bunch of fancy rods, and they're all color matched to the reels, and he just came in and just, like, that was his goal. I want to go over the top.
Yes.
Over the top, over the top. I mean, everything you could imagine, like the cord weave on the handle that still had a fancy aluminum reel seat, but a cord weave with Turk's heads above and below, and then marbling work and
just the, you know, call it macrame work that was done on
crazy,
that rod alone was out of control.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to say if you want like a 6 or 7 inch, you know, closed wrap, a diamond wrap, you know, some kind of a fancy marbling, tiger wrap, there's all kinds of different techniques. You know, it's going to add $100 to the rod, something like that. So, I mean, you can do basically anything you want, any colors. We're doing some rods right now for a gentleman whose son just loves soccer and Nike. We're putting a soccer ball on one rod and the Nike cleat on another rod, the, you know, the green, blue, orange logos that they have. And so we can kind of customize it up, you know, to your personal liking. And I think your second question was about the surf fishing. Is that correct?
Yeah, about the Riptides right now. We're experiencing quite a bit about, I guess, the whole coast right now.
Yep. If you're going to the show, which I know you go every year, I would stop by and see Bill Varnay. You might find him in the Cousins booth, or if certainly they
he's
would
having
know.
That seminar too on.
Okay.
It's the purchase.
Oh,
one,
that's right.
Sponsored by Cousins.
Yes.
I think it's Friday or it's either Thursday or Friday. Go to fredhall.com.
Yep.
Go on the seminar page. You can buy tickets right on there.
He would definitely
know very
intense how to,
seminar, very,
how to
very
deal
good
with
seminar.
That scenario for you.
There you go, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's next up, let's jump back into it. Talk to Rich calling us from Bradley. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for hanging in there.
No, thank you. What a great show this morning. I got involved in the feeding frenzy last year, and for the first time in my life, I've got 2-speed reels, and part of the deal was I got free Spectra. And I've always been a monofilament man and with the star drags. And now that I've got Spectra, I'm worried about getting the drag right. My biggest concern isn't about breaking the line, but having so much drag that maybe I would tear the hooks out of the fish's mouth because there's no stretch with monofilament. And I'm wondering what kind of procedure I kind of need to go through as I'm fighting fish or when I'm putting it back in gear from casting, because you're always messing with the drag to get it into free spool. And I just need to be brought up to speed, hoping you maybe give me some inside baseball on that, maybe from both Rick and from Doug.
Yep, I'm just going to say it's not all that different than setting your drag with the monofilament. Some people will go with a slightly longer rod so that you have a little shock absorber there. But what's going to happen is you're just going to feel more head shakes, and you're going to feel every little movement that fish makes. And, yes, it's true, you know, you may rip a hook out now and then, but more often than not, you're going to get the fish more quickly than you would on monofilament, which has stretch. And the fish can get his head on the monofilament turned and make a run. So you're going to lose less fish if you get the fish to the boat more quickly. There's less opportunity for something to go wrong. So more than makes up for that occasional time where you might rip a hook out or something just because of the no stretch, to be able to get those fish more quickly. So let's say you're using 40-pound test. You know, you're going to want to fish, you know, somewhere around 25 to 33% of the line's breaking strength. So, you know, call it, you know, 10 to 15 pounds, something like that for 40-pound test of, you know, if you used a spring scale to set your drag, and you're going to be surprised how tight, you know, 12 or 13 pounds of drag is. Most guys in the shop, you know, you set their drag for them and you pull the line out and they go to pull the line out. Now, that's how it should feel. And the first reaction is they can't pull any line off the reel. I'm like, oh, my God. Don't be afraid to fish fairly tight drags, especially in open water offshore fishing. You want to get that fish to the boat quick, stay out of the tangles, less opportunity for something to happen to the fish.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rick, you have information on that Bill Varney seminar.
Yeah, I just jumped onto the website there at fredhall.com, and that was great info. And Thursday is when it's going to be, Thursday, March the 3rd. It's really easy to find if you just go onto the tickets, say, you know, right on the front page of fredhall.com on the left-hand side, there's a little set of banners, and it's sponsored by Cousins Tackle, Bill Varney, and it's one of those things that you basically need to buy tickets on the website, and it's a paid seminar, but with that paid seminar is your show admission.
$25. So, and you get a free show admission.
Yeah, you basically just meet at the CCA booth area outside the ticket office, and then you'll be checked into the seminar. You get to go inside. You'll be one of the first people into the show, and I don't know if there's a better guy to do a surfing seminar than Bill Varney.
And then Friday, same program with Marlon Mead for trout fishing, which Marlon is like the guru of trout fishing there. So a couple great pre-show seminars. And then, of course, once you get into the show, there's going to be, is it 400 different
400
seminars?
How
crazy is that, too?
Yeah, so.
I just know that one of my duties for our Tackle Day thing is to put all the seminars together. And, like, it is so much work to try and keep good, excellent speakers, on topic, killer seminars, and we do 12.
Yes.
And I mean, and I work for multiple days to do
400.
They're doing 400.
I mean, they say they got 10 stages. That's 8 seminars a day. That's, I mean, you're almost one an hour.
That's a lot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Per stage.
Scott Sherman, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Great show, man. You guys are killing it this morning.
Morning, Sherman.
Hey, guys, quick question for you. When picking out, you know, your yo-yo jigs, Do you have to look at the same process like I do with my surface irons, you know, trying to find those anomalies and those little things that might make it swim a little different? Is that important with the yo-yo jig, or you just grab them off the rack and go?
My gut feeling is that it does make some difference. But with that said, yo-yo fishing is much more of a reactionary bite, where surface iron fishing is much more of clean, clear water, where that fish wants to see that jig actually swimming more naturally like a bait fish. So normally when you crank fast on a yo-yo jig, a lot of times it just spins and they bite it anyway. But and I don't know of any specific technique for like checking out a jig to make sure it swims properly. It's real tough to watch a yo-yo jig swim and see if it's swimming properly. But my gut feeling is there's probably some difference between jigs where one is going to probably get bit slightly better than another, but in my opinion, it's way less critical than it would be with a surface iron. So normally, I hate to say it, I just pick a jig, drop it down, crank it, and get the bite.
I'm fanatical about what surface iron I tie onto my rod, or I buy off the wall, or anything like that, and yo-yo jigs, I don't even think twice.
Nope.
I grab a scrambled egg 6X Junior, and I tie it on, and I go. I don't even give it a second thought.
Exactly.
Hey, Sherm, I got a, you know, when our customers that support the show, Let's Talk Hookup here, do well by our listeners, I like to brag about it. And I got a brag story for Fifth Avenue Insurance, which Scott, of course, among his other duties, is heavily involved in. And one of our listeners got a boat quote for his new boat, and it was a Progressive policy, which is what I get through Fifth Avenue Insurance. And he said that he got a quote from his regular insurance company that was a Progressive policy that was $200 more for the same thing.
No way.
It was the same company, same thing, and it was $200 less at Fifth Avenue Insurance. So the message is, call Fifth Avenue Insurance before you buy insurance.
Yeah, well, you need to know where to find those little discounts that are available sometimes, you know, and after a while they add up, and you need to know the right questions to ask.
Yeah, I'm pulling my homeowner's policy the whole deal. I'm going to call Fifth Avenue Insurance and have them check all those things out, too.
Hey, and then lastly, for the guys who have been listening to the show who aren't throwing irons on their boat and heading for the finger, this morning from 11 to 1 down here in Mission Valley at the new fire station, we're having a big open house. So if people want to bring the kids down, let them see what's going on with the fire station and all the new apparatus, or the taxpayers want to come down and see what their taxpayer dollars are buying, we're
cool.
Celebrating an open house for the first fire station in my district in 20 years.
Wow. Awesome, of course, Scott. That's his other job, the main job, yeah. Councilman Scott Sherman. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. See you real soon. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Brett calling from Winchester this morning. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Brett.
Thanks for hanging in there, Brett.
No problem. Hey, always a great show. I actually get off work from Graveyard early to listen to you guys.
Oh, there you go.
Right on, Brett.
I got a question. You know, we're yo-yoing these jigs, and we're switching out from treble hooks to single hooks. Why aren't the manufacturers making them with single hooks? What's the pros and cons?
Well, I got to tell you, both will certainly work, but it's been traditional over the years. A single hook often works better for a hard, bony mouth, such as a wahoo, a marlin, something like that. Yellowtail have a little bit softer mouth, although it's not soft. But, you know, when that jig is flying through the water, a lot of times, you know, you just want to, you know, get the hook into them one way or the other. And the treble hook probably has more opportunities to snag that fish. I'm sure if you did a comparison taste test over a month of wide open yellowtail fishing, you did one rod single hook, one rod treble hook, you could come up with a ratio of which one worked better. But you rarely lose a fish on a treble hook. And I guess just tradition being what it is, that's the way that jigs have always been made. I do know a very small percentage of the population changes their hooks over to a single hook. You've got to make sure with that heavy drag setting and heavy line that the single hook you put on there is capable of, you know, not straightening out. I mean, same goes for a treble hook, too. But, you know, sometimes like a 7-0 Siwash hook, you know, might not be the best choice because it will straighten. And, you know, a manufacturer doesn't want to have to offer necessarily two versions of the same jig when 90% of the population, you know, is doing fine with the treble hook. With that said, the Tatty 4-0 does come with a single tuna hook that we use a lot of times for bluefin and so forth, and that's a very viable yo-yo jig for yellowtail. So if you wanted a single hook on a very good yellowtail jig, that 4-0 is available with a single hook.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
John in Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Oh, there we go. Hi. Yeah, I know the... I know the crew, they like those single hooks, especially if the jig's swallowed down deep. It's easier to remove. My question was, someone told me that they saw online that some guy was selling some lamiglass blanks. And I remember those being popular in the 70s, but I didn't know if those were still being manufactured or those were probably some stock that some guys accumulated over the years. Any word on that?
You know, I really wouldn't, know what this particular person has. I mean, it could be stuff from back in the 70s. It could be stuff made last week. Basically, the lamiglass blanks, especially were quite popular when we fished, you know, mostly anchovies because they're a fairly slower taper and they would cast an anchovy real well. And also at that time, you didn't have a lot of rod choices like we do now that were built specifically for Southern California. Those are made up in the Northwest. And so you had, you know, Fenwick Pacific sticks, and you had lamiglass, and, you know, for jig sticks, and even some bait sticks, you had the Harnells, and they were all kind of, you know, a little bit more slower taper type rods. But things have evolved where we use a little faster taper now, and there are so many companies making specialty rods that you don't hear a lot about lamiglass down in our zone.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call. Just about 30 seconds left for Mike and Dana Point. Thanks for hanging in there, Mike.
Well, thank you. I'm just calling about the yellowtail jigging, and I think you recommended mono-filled reels. How about a reel that's filled with Spectra and a mono top shot? Is that as good or no? Don't stay away from it.
No, it depends on the length of your top shot, and I would just recommend 100 yards because we're fishing 300 feet deep, and if a little bit of your Spectra goes off, you still have plenty of stretch. The idea is when you get that violent strike that there's a little bit of stretch in the line so you don't rip the jig straight out of the fish's mouth. So if you go with a 10-foot top shot, I think it's not enough. If you, you know, 30, 40, 50 yards is probably just fine. And most people probably fish that way with the Spectra and then the Top Shot.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got two tickets to Fred Hall and a $25 gift card. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing. Our booth this year at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is actually three factory booths in one. That means three times the selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, plus lots of custom My Maui styles, including a huge selection of Maui readers. Looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes? Olokai will have their largest selection for both men and women at the Fred Hall Show, with a huge display of the coolest styles and factory refs on hand to fit you with the right one. Again this year, Afrin Abutin will be on hand to help you select from his massive inventory of war baits. Here's big news. Paul Hebert from the hit television show Wicked Tuna will be hanging out with us. So come by, meet Paul, and talk bluefin tuna with him. The Dana Landing booth will have it all for the saltwater guide to be ready to fish. Stop by and meet me at the Dana Landing booth at the Del Mar Show. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
It's time for the spectacular 70th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 2nd to the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. This is the world's largest fishing show, California's largest boat show, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. Celebrating the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation for 70 years. Nearly 1,000 booths, hundreds of boats, over 400 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle, a giant kayak and stand-up paddleboard section, California's largest marine electronics display. The Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trap Pond, Savage Gear's Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Test Rides, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, Archery, Scuba, Fly Fishing, Casting, and so much more. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free, Active Military Free. Join us and share in the 70-year legacy of the Fred Hall Show as we celebrate the passion March 2nd through the 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of accurate reels. No one has a better selection of accurate reels than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
FRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the winner of the two tickets to Fred Hall Long Beach Show and $25 to Fisherman's Landing Tackle going to John in Los Alamitos and Brett in Winchester. Guys, congratulations. We'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
We'll see you at the show. Doug?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your show.
We are excited. It's a week from Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just a part of the fishing life. There are so many more people that got into fishing this year. We're going to see a lot of new faces this year. We're going to see a lot of ones we've seen for decades. Please stop by the Fisherman's Landing booth and say hi. Maybe buy a couple of goodies or whatever. See some seminars. Enjoy yourself, and we will see you then.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it, Doug, and that's going to be a great, great make Fisherman's Landing Tackle one of your first stops when you get there. You don't want to miss the deals. You have deals on blanks, on rods, on hooks, on line, on jigs, on everything.
I love Wednesday because the minute people get in the door, they have their favorite booth they're going to, and you see them running. And we get people in our booth, the first, 10, 15, 20 people, they run to the booth. Same with the other booths. Everybody's got their favorite stop that they want to hit first.
Two handfuls of blanks.
Right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. The blanks, for sure.
Oh.
Hey, thanks a lot for everything, Doug, and look forward to seeing you at the show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Bob, Jeff, and the gang from Katmai Lodge are going to be here in the studio. That's going to be great. Talking about one of my favorite places to go fishing, Katmai Lodge. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you then right back here on the Mighty 1090.